My apologies for being late, sir. This hill was harder to find than the Colosseum last night. However, I do not mind the privacy. Shall I assume, then, that we shall be alone tonight, sir? Good. Perhaps it will save my stomach some embarrassment. Although, I must have done a decent showing, if I'm allowed a second night with you. And I certainly do not mind that we are alone. Yes, the Queen did explain it. However, she was in a bit of haste. You see, I think she's becoming rather taken with my brother. Now that he looks a bit different than he once did. I'm not certain the explanation for that. Maybe something to do with all that delicious food? Or the delights of that clockwork band that plays at the carnival every night? But, either way, it is of no matter. I think I understand the rules well enough. Tonight, I'm not meant to touch you, only to charm you with my words. And if, through those alone, we're able to achieve delight at the same time, then my heart might still be yours. Is that correct? Very well. Then let me speak my best. During my escape from my brother's wife, I traveled to many lands seeking passage. Some, like my own, were quite savage, but others nearly matched the innovation I've seen since arriving here. One, in particular, had a tinkerer who put nearly immaculate efforts into his clockworks. Of course, I never saw any of them myself, but most say that they were brilliant and far beyond anything anyone had seen. They weren't like normal clockworks, with obvious gears and quick movements. They were so lifelike that not even the best mechanic could tell the difference. They look real. They even felt real. But I'm told that the first one he ever built was the most special. Maybe it was because he was lonely, but he made the clockwork's lightness after the most beautiful woman. She wasn't like anyone he had ever seen before. Yet still, someone that he thought he knew from long ago. And from the second her last gear clicked in place, he was enchanted by her. She beamed and bowed as gracefully as any true woman might. Nor was she lacking in any conversation either. She understood nearly every word that she was told, and her voice was like song. Most people in the clockmaker's village were even nearly fooled into thinking she was real. Sometimes, they even thought the clockmaker wished that she was. But his true desires were far more conflicted. The clockwork girl was beautiful, yet quite strange. As much as she charmed him every morning, she refused to keep in his workshop overnight. As much as he tried to power her down, she would always wake and follow him home. She would sit outside his small house every night and wait patiently for him to wake. Each dawn, she would eagerly tell of all she thought of during the night, how she imagined cooking his favorite meals, reading his favorite book to him. And the clockmaker grew terribly confused. He kept thinking that he might have created a monster. A creature that was beyond the world of machines, yet still unfit for the world of man. However, nonetheless, he remained charmed by her. In fact, more than charmed. He couldn't seem to get her out of his mind, and he was unsure of what he ought to do. So, out of desperation, he finally sought out the village witch and asked for her advice. However, he didn't even get a chance to get the words out. The second the witch laid eyes on him, she laughed. The witch told him that he had built the clockwork girl out of love, and in doing so, gave that love to her. What gave the girl life wasn't her gears at all. It was magic. The deep magic that only few could touch, and not even witches know. Of course, most wouldn't have believed the witch's story, but the clockwork maker was something of a romantic. And he more than took it to heart. He decided that if magic could make the girl's gears turn, then it could turn her properly human, too. He wasn't quite sure how she might do it, but he decided that he ought to try by kissing her, something which he had a deep desire to do anyway. So, he took her out of town, to the lake where he first saw her image in his mind, and he kissed her, truly, deeply, and magically. Yet, it wasn't enough. Her eyes implored him to keep going, and needless to say, he didn't mind. He kissed down her soft, tender neck, teasing her collarbone, and making her squeal. And then he couldn't stop himself. She kept begging for more, and he no longer cared about the implications. He wanted to give her everything that she wanted. She tore off his shirt as he quickly undressed her. Even though he built her, he needed to see all of her again. And somehow she knew it too. So, when he finally removed her last sock, she pushed herself back and let him admire her. She smiled as he couldn't help but gape. He made her form perfect. He knew it. But now it seemed somehow different. It was no longer wires and gears, but glowing and brilliant. And somehow, in desperate need of his touch, he pulled his hand around her waist and kissed her again. The mere graze of her skin sent shivers down his back. But she would not be satisfied with so little. She guided his hands to her breast and let them tease her while he ran his hand down her back. A soft moan escaped her lips. It was unlike any noise that a clockwork had ever made. And to him, was the most beautiful sound in the world. In another moment, that might have been enough to quench his thirst, but his patience was far behind him. He needed her every bit as much as she needed him, and he refused to wait any longer. His fingers left her chest and traveled slowly downward. He could see her eyes growing nervous. He knew that she was worried that her cunt would not yet grow wet, as others did. But she didn't stop him, and his faith remained strong. He touched her tender little knob, and she squealed with delight. He smiled. She was as wet as any woman he had ever known. However, he no longer cared about the question as to whether she was human. It no longer mattered. He knew that she was real enough to him, and his cock throbbed in agreement. She let her cut dance over his fingers, enjoying greater pleasure than she had ever dreamed. It grew greater and greater, until finally, he pushed his fingers in her, and she screamed in newfound joy. He saw it in her eyes. The bliss. The sheer perfect bliss. She shook, and he stroked her. Up and down. Up and down. Yet, it wasn't enough for him anymore. His cock was aching to be inside her. And her weeping cunt was more than ready for him. In between her gasping breaths, he asked his longing question. And she could do no more than pull him down onto the soft beachy sand. Without another word, he shoved her legs apart and entered her. whichever type of girl she had become was far second to the new wonderful sensation wrapping around his growing cock. Her cunt was tight and strong and wet, and he knew that it was his for the taking. And oh, how she begged him to take it. She had never been told or programmed, but she knew how to slide herself around him and pull him in deep. He didn't question it. He just thrust with all his might. He grew determined to fill her. It was all he wanted anymore. Her longing screams only pushed him further. Oh, in a deeper sense than he had ever realized, they were made for each other. And that moment was theirs to own. All the pleasure in the world belonged to them. All they wanted to take was all of it. Not for long, but just for a moment, while they enjoyed the beautiful, glowing warmth inside them. His cock grew hard and ready. Her cunt trembled as it tightened around him. He gazed into her firelit eyes and demanded her to know her purpose. Oh, but she knew it. She knew it as well as she knew his cock. Her fingers clawed at his back, and he gave a final thrust inside her. And he yelled as they both, as he... He released in her, and she cried out in joy. And they both held each other as the sun set over the lake. Both as real as anyone who had ever lived.